is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Three large American states are locking down their residents, a dramatic action aimed at slowing the spread of the new coronavirus in the United States. California was the first, being followed this weekend by Illinois and New York. The stay-at-home orders affect some 70 million people. Two more states, Connecticut and Oregon, appear ready to issue similar decrees. All of this as the COVID-19 pandemic leaves its mark on the U.S., where the number of cases is approaching 19,000. At least 242 people have died. New York has the highest number of cases in the country, over 8,300. Worldwide, estimates of confirmed coronavirus cases range up to 275,000, at a cost of over 11,000 lives lost. It is a dramatically different picture in China, where authorities say there have been no homegrown COVID-19 cases for the third straight day. Beijing is focused now on dealing with coronavirus being carried into the country from the outside, which could set off a new wave of infections. 41 such cases were reported during a 24-hour period early in the weekend. The Chinese semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong reported 35 imported cases of the virus as well. Italy is the current epicenter of the pandemic. Officials say 627 more people in the country died of COVID-19 on Friday. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary says a staffer in Pence's office has tested positive for the coronavirus. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
Pence spokeswoman Katie Miller said Friday the staff member, who was not named, did not have close contact with either the vice president or President Donald Trump. The individual's contacts are being traced in accordance with guidelines issued by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Pence has been the point man for the Trump administration in the fight against COVID-19.
That was AP's Mike Rossi reporting. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. There is still no final pandemic aid package, which is being negotiated by the White House and the U.S. Congress. At stake is a plan to put at least $1 trillion into an emergency rescue plan to help people and businesses weather the economic distress brought on by the virus and to shore up the economy as well. A midnight deadline last night failed to produce an agreement on how to divide up the money to be allocated. Work will continue today. President Donald Trump has clearly been angered by criticism of his leadership during the health crisis. The AP's Sagar Meghani has a report.
We haven't been given the credit that we deserve.
He started the week on a somber note and ended it combative, going after reporters whom he says are too critical and asking about medical supply and testing shortfalls. Asked what he'd say to scared Americans, the president told one TV correspondent he's a terrible reporter.
It's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people,
whom he says are looking for answers and hope.
We're winning and we're going to win this war.
Breaking with his own health officials on the outbreak science. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The president's self-praise notwithstanding, there are continuing calls for help when it comes to desperately needed medical supplies ranging from hospital gowns to virus test kits. A report from the AP's Tim McGuire.
A spokesman for the Association of Public Health Labs says they are seeing dwindling supplies of chemical components and swabs needed to collect patient samples. The group and two others that represent other public health organizations are recommending scaling back testing until the shortages are resolved. Harvard Global Health Professor Dr. Ashish Jha says there should be up to 150,000 tests a day. Currently, it stands at about 20,000. He expects that number to increase as large commercial labs ramp up their testing. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Pubs and restaurants in the U.K. have been ordered closed. Prime Minister Boris Johnson had been criticized for not issuing such an order earlier in the pandemic. Meanwhile, Britain is asking tens of thousands of retired nurses and doctors to enlist in the fight against the coronavirus. Here's Charles de Ledesma in London.
The government is sending letters to thousands of former nurses and retired doctors on the recall. Health Secretary Matt Hancock says he hopes many, many thousands will respond to the appeal. Volunteers will be given training over the next few weeks before being allocated to various hospitals. As well, final year nursing and medical students could also be drafted to bolster healthcare staff. Britain's coronavirus outbreak is not expected to peak for several weeks. Already, some hospitals have complained about overworked staff and shortages of ventilators and protective equipment, such as face masks. Charles de Ledesma, London.
More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.